That was better. I felt that one. But if the other one works too.
Hey, you really feeling it?
I'm really feeling it. I think I am going to get the new 3DS.
You are going to get it?
I'm going to get that. I think I am.
Okay.
When my
I wasn't sure if I was going to get one of those either, because I don't really know.
Listen, when the big old government, isn't fucking up for once and gets me that fat check, gets me that fat tax return, this motherfucker is going to go to GameStop. I'm gonna bitch at him about Amiibos for 10 minutes, and then I'm going to say, hand me over that new 3DS.
You're keeping this GameStop in business, Russ.
I think I am. I mean, you know, it gave him an excuse to stand around for, you know, give some employees some time to stand around for 2 hours and watch assholes wait to get an Amiibo.
Yeah, that's probably the greatest gift you could give them.
I walked in there yesterday, and I asked them, like, hey, any news about Amiibos?
Hey, what's the deets on these
Amiibos?
I do that
every time I go into GameStop, because I'm a smart...
So you just went in there for no other reason? You just went in there to chat with about Amiibos?
Yeah, that, and I wanted to ask them about the transfer process, if they still did that in GameStop for 3DSs.
Okay.
And, don't buy a 3DS, by the way. Keep for a Nomad. I don't know, this is the preamble before the beginning of the show, so I don't know if anybody will ever hear this or not. But if anybody is, like if my neighbor is or hears anything, keep for the Sega Nomad and just wait. Just wait for the VMU, honestly. The new VMU.
Really? Yeah, I mean, I had a Nomad when I was a kid. It was really cool because it was, like, portable, but you had to still keep it plugged up to the wall
because
the battery would drain, like, a lot.
Does that count as cultural appropriation?
Of Mongolians?
Yeah, Mongolians.
I don't think they're the only nomadic people.
There's a lot of nomadic peoples, but do you think the nomadic peoples got kind of pissed off, like, you know, we can be boys who game, too. Why are we relegated to the Sega console, which they were wrong.
If you're going to get relegated to one console, it's good that it's that one.
Yeah. How do you feel about the people the guys who invented Pockets? How do they feel about the Neo Geo Pocket? I guess there was
the people Pocket. That invented Pockets, they're all in daddy dom relationships, so they're probably pretty happy.
Where was I going with this? But yeah, I went to a GameStop employee and asked them about Amiibos, and they apologized to me for waiting in line for 2 hours. I was like,
they apologize for destroying your life with these shitty idols.
Listen,
these terrifying things that are
these fucking cartoon
the
characters
Lord.
Are ruining my life.
Yeah. Oh, we're sorry we introduced this crippling addiction.
I'm sorry we did this to you. I said, you know what? Not your fault. You're just a human like you, you know, you or I, Alan. They're just humans.
Are you sure about that, though?
I am pretty sure.
Huh.
I've killed
know.
One and watched one bled out. Bleed out.
Oh, before you buy anything from anybody, you have to kill the people working there to ensure that you're not getting tricked.
I'm just a quirky guy.
You're a manic pixie dream boy, Ross. I've always said
manic pixie dream boy. You know me.
Hey, get think of that uke out of your hands.
my uke murder. I don't know. I have that's a yaoi thing.
Yeah, are we talking about yaoi now?
I guess we are. It's our hot new yaoi podcast. It's our
spin-off. You talking yaoi to me?
Listen, it's Hogcast Speedy Massagery, where we use our yaoi hands, and we massage pizzas. That would be a fucking good yaoi about two gay guys running a pizza place and using their yaoi hands to toss pizzas.
That's our yaoi, Russ. Let's live it.
Live and learn, sexually and emotionally.
And spiritually.
But just imagine those big fat yaoi hands spinning big old beautiful pizza.
God damn, that's beautiful.
And then they hold each other like one of them has their fists clumped with pepperoni sticks and like dicks, and the other one's like holding their hands, so they're like, let me go, I'm trying to slice up these pepperonis. Like, no, bro, we're gonna eat those pepperonis straight. Because one of them takes life by the handles, by the pepperoni sticks, and the other one, like, can't handle, you know?
They're like an odd couple.
They are like an odd couple. Like Knuckles and Sonic. Who?
Sonic and Knuckles like moved in together, and one of them was a neat freak and the other one was a fighting freak.
Oh shit.
Is that the premise of the odd couple? One of them's a neat freak and one of them's a fighting freak?
We did technically get a question this week from Tom Johnson.
Oh wow, really?
His questions are, what are your qualifications? Expert qualifications in the area.
Since this is the preamble to the show, how about we tell him to fuck off?
We'll edit that out. I'll bleep it out, and then we'll put it at the end. Or we're not. Wait, why would we ever put the preamble in? Because this is Hogcast Speedy Delivery, coming to you fresh and hot like a big, beautiful pizza pie. I'm your host, Russ Walsh, this is my friend Alan Black. We are going to be delivering top-tier pizza content, news, and reviews, along with Sonic news, reviews, and toots. It is just going to be hotter and heavier than ever. Sweaty, tasty, cakey, crusty, flaky. That's right. Pizza all night, pizza all day, pizza pie in the sky, we call it the moon. Cheese covered and cheese loved, and she's loved. You'll be loved because we're loving you tonight. Alan.
Hey, one love, same love.
Same love.
Macklemore, eat this pizza.
Thank you, Macklemore. Hands out to a true quill head.
You know, but the only thing I don't like about Macklemore is that he gets his pizza from the thrift shop, and it smells like piss.
He also got a bunch of Sega cartridges from the thrift shop, but they were all Madden 96.
That's
96, that's way too... Yeah, I mean, Madden 92.
Sorry. Mega Madden 92.
Mega Madden 92. He had 96 on his Dreamcast.
And Mega Madden 92 is when you take the Mega Man cartridge and a Madden cartridge and you stick them together in the, like Sonic and Knuckles
style.
It makes
Sonic and Knuckles. Sonic the Hedgehog and Knuckles. Okay, I can't talk.
Them have sex.
It makes Mega Man Battle Soccer, which I think was a real game that came out, but I can't remember to be sure.
How come Sonic never had a soccer? Mario had a soccer, and he's just like a fat fuck.
That's barely a soccer game, though.
The only good thing about that is when Waluigi does his cross chops in that game.
Mario is so much of a fucking racist that he was like, soccer is the most popular sport, but only poor people play it. And he was like, I'm going to turn it into a weird mix of professional wrestling. Which is pretty dumb.
I kind of like that, though. That was the one good Mario sports game.
You know, it's funny because the guys who made Super Mario Strikers went on to say their next planned game was a Mario professional wrestling game.
Really?
Yes, that's a real thing that happened. And then
I wish that was made.
Nintendo objected to it because they considered it too violent.
But then Bowser's moves in Smash, the new Smash, are basically wrestling moves. He like suplexes people.
I thought that was more on BDSM and Daddy Dom culture. Like,
well,
I think
we have discussed this before, that Bowser is kind of a Daddy Dom type character. Oh wait, that's D'Angelo. I get those guys mixed up a lot. See,
it's just like Shadow and Sonic.
Remember that one music video where Bowser was like naked and he kind of like the camera would kind of pan down and you could almost see his dick but not really?
Yes.
Oh wait, that was a D'Angelo video.
Oh, I thought that was my Divine Art page.
Well, that too.
Yeah. Anyway, oh man, Alan, we've got a lot to talk about this week. D'Angelo's dick. Big Boy's weird dick. Other members of the R&B and rap community's dicks. It's going to be huge.
Yeah. You know what else is also going to be huge? Their dicks.
Their dicks. But first things first, we got to talk some personal shit in Quillhead's Talk Shop, personally.
Personally.
Alan, drop some knowledge on me. What is going on in your life? How are you handling?
So, Russ, something I've been thinking about getting into, and I've talked to you about this before, is Lucha Underground. I know we've been trying to weasel our way into the sports community.
Yeah.
And I think maybe the best way to do this would be through
sports
the beautiful
entertainment.
Art. Yeah, sports entertainment. Professional wrestling, and where better to start than the one branch of professional wrestling that celebrates my culture, the beautiful Latino culture, and that is Lucha Underground.
Yeah, when we were first talking about this, we were talking about, like, you know, we could take what they're doing with Sonic Boom and how they're disrespecting your culture, and then showing you the height and beauty of what your culture is currently achieving. And in a way, since I'm, you know, your business partner, I feel like, you know, I'm in tune with the Latino culture.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. I can make claims.
You definitely are. You're an honorary one. You're kind of like Morrissey.
I have a friend. It's just like Morrissey.
Just like Morrissey. Remember that one time that Morrissey, like, you know, like there's all those like people in like LA or whatever that are like, hey, we're really into Morrissey now. Like all those Hispanic people in LA that are into him.
Yeah.
And then Morrissey like apparently found out about these. He's like, that's really great. I always wished I was Mexican secretly.
Yeah.
Do you think he's like a Mexican? Does that make him kind of like a Mexican weeaboo?
It's true. Probably. But it's like,
do you think
he
has like a wall
crossed
scroll
over though?
Do you think he has like a wall scroll on his wall of like I can't think of anything that'd be
telenovela
popular.
like a telenovela.
Yeah, he's got like a Sábado Gigante wall scroll.
Yeah,
that's not
yeah,
a telenovela,
yeah.
But that's a popular
the Mexican version of Breaking Bad.
Do you think he has a Beekman's World poster? Because Beekman's World is one of the few things that is on Univision on the weekends that I've seen before.
Is Beekman like what Bumblebee Man was based off in The Simpsons?
Beekman's basically like Bill Nye the Science Guy, but
I don't know why I went, oh yeah, like I knew that.
Beekman is like, I don't know if he was originally made in another country or if they just have like good dubbing for other languages, but he's on Univision. I think he's on like a bunch of other things, but somehow Bill Nye's not, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Is he ever on Brain Games? I watched a lot of Brain Games this weekend.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you get your brain stumped? Did you get stumped?
I got fucking... That show really cheeses me off. That show pisses me off. You know when you're playing a hard Sonic game and you're just, it's making you crazy because the jumps are so tight and precise and...
Yeah, like
Sonic 06, which is a great game, but it's very difficult because it's only for the hardcore.
Yeah.
Even though it has it's beautiful adults. Graphics and vistas for the true fans. And great, great fan service of Sonic kissing the girl. But Brain Games really stumps you and makes you feel like a fool. Makes you feel like a child.
Yeah, it does. So what did you get stumped by? Do you have any hot riddles?
They had a lot of hot riddles. There was one that was like, here they're gonna show you a really good game. And then they put some footage of Mario on there and you're like, that's not a good game at all. And they're like, fooled you. This is a bad game. I was like,
shit.
They get me every time. My brain was exploded. It killed me.
Yeah, your brain mentally put in Sonic in there. And because you said good game, and that's the first place your brain went
exactly.
to.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about suggestion and choices and shit.
Yeah, and remember that one time where there's like, hey, watch these dudes play basketball for a while, and then you notice in the background there's Eggman, and you're like, how did I miss that fuck?
He was like stealing candy from a baby, literally.
Yeah, and like this is a really like poignant statement about how evil can go unnoticed in our societies.
You know what are the true brain games, though?
Which ones?
The games that Nintendo's playing on us, all this Amiibo shit.
Amiibo shit.
I
even got an Amiibo. I got one now.
Yeah.
I finally bought in.
But I got one. You got the right one.
I got a special Japanese Amiibo.
Yeah.
So, Japanese Sonic Amiibo. I'm not taking it out of my packaging, even though Russ keeps on peer pressuring me to.
Listen to me kiss my mine right now.
Listen to me kiss mine right now.
yeah, but you can't hack into it directly. You have to hack the plastic and then you know...
Well, see, I put enough skill points in there to where I can go through plastic.
And that's why you can't make any friends, because you took all those points and you put them into the front. The
yeah, I took all my... You have a higher charisma score than me.
Not really. I put all my points into...
It's kind of the other way around.
See, the problem is I put all my points into storytelling.
That's the thing. Yeah, you put it all into your profession, which is storytelling.
Storytelling. That's my profession. I go out and I busk on the streets. It's not good. It's not going good. I am very low on money.
Well, that's pretty sad, Russ.
This podcast itself is costing me thousands, and it's not doing me any good.
And the Amiibos are costing you millions.
Costing me millions.
Because you've been buying all of them, mostly so you can keep the Rosalina ones out of people's hands. You're Mario Te Plumber, right?
I actually buy every Mario character to make sure it keeps out of people's hands.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
That's a great idea. But, you know, Amiibos, they're fucking pissing me off.
Hey, speaking of things that pissing me off, earlier this week, Russ found out about this music video start from one of our favorite artists, Hunted P, which didn't piss us off because it was really good and had a lot of footage of him, like,
but there's something about Hunted P that is pissing us off.
And that's that he's still in jail.
The system is keeping people like Hunted P down, artists and musicians.
Hunted P has been in jail for the last year, as far as I know, because he's kind of disappeared off the internet and he got arrested last year for having a weapon.
For being a fighting freak.
For being a fighting freak, which you can't really blame him for.
Yeah, because it's in his blood.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't really know what else to say, Russ. I think in recent months we found out, and by recent months I mean since he's been arrested, we found out that our legal system is really corrupt, and I don't know...
I think the police are fucking people over. You know me, I'm a conservative guy.
Yeah, yeah, and even you recognize this.
Even I recognize this, and I don't recognize a lot of things.
No, you don't.
I don't.
You didn't even recognize me when I showed up to your place.
Yeah,
like, who is this guy?
Yeah, and so you know, I'm very conservative about my pizza values, but you know, it's just sickening. This is people are keeping Hunted P in when we should be letting him out. And you know what? I'm gonna put a memorandum on Hunted P. I think everybody else who's been arrested was for the right reasons.
That's probably right.
It's probably right. Listen, so long as the police catch Eggman. But the sad thing is they can't catch Eggman, and they're catching others who don't deserve it.
The thing is, I would put 1,000 innocent people in jail if that means we also get Eggman in jail.
It's true.
As long as one of those people is not Hunted P.
I would not be willing to sacrifice, because that's what Eggman would want in the end.
I don't know if he would or not. I think the ends might justify the means, as long as that means is locking up that fuck.
But that's what Eggman wants. It's an ethical dilemma, because Eggman would be happier being in prison with Hunted P, because he'd probably try to shiv him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you think he... I don't think that would work, though. He'd probably do that, and then, like, Hud and Pee was like, no, I'm the fighting freak.
It's true.
And he'd crack that fuck.
But prison fucks people up, Alan.
Do you think Eggman would be getting, like, buff in the yard?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Damn.
He still wouldn't be funny, though. So...
Yeah, that would be... That, yeah, he wouldn't be funny.
So, I don't remember if I'm against it or for a prison or where I'm standing right now in any of my political...
Hey, you know where you are standing right now? Look up, look down. You're in prison, Russ. A prison of your own creation. Right.
It's called baking a character and sticking by it. I'm in a prison of my feelings.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of feelings, I have a lot of feelings about pizza. Pizza pie. Pizza is one of the hottest, freshest treats in the world. You can stick it in your mouth or your butt, and it's going
to
be pretty good.
You can stick it in pretty much any orifice you want to. I'm not going to judge you.
If you were going to start judging people by the orifices they put things in.
Alan, the orifices?
The orifices. The orifices, the orifices. That's a Harry Potter spell, by the way.
Orifices. What's the spell for?
Orifices, that's when you summon your daddy dom.
That's what you said. My daddy dom looks like a... Looks like a weird silver stag.
Yeah, it's true.
Why am I getting... He has pockets, though, so it's okay.
It's cool. Don't worry about it. You remember when they went down on Voldemort's body and you almost saw his dick?
Yeah, when they went down on Voldemort? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's also weird that all the Patronuses are cum-colored.
It's funny because D'Angelo fights for the people and Voldemort is the racist. It's kind of like parallels.
Yeah, yeah. Voldemort is like the opposite of a black messiah. He's like a white, really pale antichrist
figure. Yeah, it's true. D'Angelo was born on what date? Do you think, was he born on the same day Harry Potter was when that prophecy was created?
Let's look this up. I think so.
I think so.
I'm pulling up Wikipedia right now.
It's a fan.
It turns out, yes. Yeah, he is. His birth name is actually Neville Longbottom. Yes.
I'm really excited for all these new Harry Potter fans to leap on board with our podcast.
Yeah. Speaking hey, what house did you get sorted into, Russ?
Get sorted
into Pottermore.
In Pottermore, I got put into Slytherin because I've got a big snake.
Oh, I got put into Slytherin too, but it's because I like Metal Gear Solid so much.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, do you think Solid Snake would have been in Slytherin?
I think he... No, probably. Probably not.
He'd probably knock everybody out.
The thing is, if I got put into anything other than Slytherin, I'd demand to get put in there because I'm like, hey, I need to find out more about these Lamias, about these Cloacas. Yeah. I need to learn Parcel Tongue.
Do you think Hagrid ever looked at his monster's vaginas just to make sure?
I think he did constantly.
Yeah. Anyway, just to make sure, it's just like, with the normal monsters, they wouldn't be human vaginas.
Well, the thing is, there are those centaurs that, like, live in the woods, like, outside of, like, they're, like, right outside the school. So do you think Hagrid ever, like, fucked one of them?
I bet Monster Musume takes place in the same world as Harry Potter.
I bet it does, actually. That'd make a lot of sense.
Harry wanted to fuck one of those centaurs at least one point. I bet.
Didn't he ride on one's back?
Yeah, he did. Very sexually. I remember I was researching for a paper like Freudian symbolism, and it is a Freudian symbol in a dream if you're riding a horse that's supposed to represent sexual activity.
Mm-hmm. That's why I ride a horse every night before I go to sleep, so that way I won't have the dream.
I thought that was because you were very wealthy and you wanted to show off your wealth to the what is it called again? To the fiefs living on your property.
Yeah, well, that too. Also, the thieves living on my property. I ride around with a sword to discourage them from robbing me.
It's true. Oh, Damn. We're getting deep. So, speaking of thieves, let's talk to the thieves, because we're very wealthy, rich pizza barons. We can enjoy...
Russ, I spend $30 on pizza every week. Do you know, because I have it delivered and then I tip, and I always tip well.
Yeah, because so, these are the specialized workers of the pizza, you know.
Well, yeah, because nothing I value more in life than pizza. So any person who delivers it to me is basically an angel in my eyes.
Yeah,
pretty and much. I have to tip them like 25%.
You also live in a war-torn country where there's still fiefs and kingdoms. You basically live in the...
That's why it costs so much, is because it takes a lot for them to deliver this back in time.
Is that movie called Apocalypse, the one with the lady who lives in, like, post-apocalyptic UK who has to, like, fight with swords and knights?
I thought that was Black Knight starring Martin Lawrence.
Good point. So basically you are Martin Lawrence in Black Knight, but...
I am a king of comedy.
That's true.
So this week I returned to an old favorite of mine, the Gumby's Stoner Pie.
Oh. So this is our first follow-up. This is our first...
Yeah, this is a follow-up. So, to refresh your memory, the Gumby's Stoner Pie has pepperoni, bacon, extra cheese, cheese sticks sliced up, kind of like pepperonis would be sliced up.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
That sounds hella. That's up my alley.
And then French fries. So I had that, and then I also had four pepperoni rolls, which are kind of like these big. They kind of look like a big fat marijuana cigarette.
Yeah, did you smoke it like a big fat marijuana cigarette?
I did, and another thing I did is I also unzipped my pants and stuck one of them through there, so it looked like I had my dick was a big pepperoni roll.
Oh man, that's my dick kind of already looks like a big pepperoni roll.
Well, not big, but.
Well, yeah, okay, you got me there.
But the Gumby Stoner Pie was pretty
good. I try to keep things, you know, I try to be a transparent person here on the podcast, so thank you for that, Alan.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep you honest here. That's my job.
That's your job. Literally, like, that's why I brought him on the show. You would have just heard me ranting for an hour about my huge pepperoni dick, and Alan's here to make sure it
keeps. No, I'm the fact-checking department here. I'm just here to say, that's not true.
That's not true. Sonic Boom's a really great show.
That's not true. You could really just take that sound clip of me saying, that's not true, and just put it in everywhere.
Sample it in your music, Kanye West.
Yeah, that's what I...
Alan, feature... Alan, what would happen if Kanye sampled us on his album?
It'd be pretty good, because instead of, like, that, you know, from Bound 2 where it says, uh-huh, honey, it would just be, uh-uh, that's not true.
Uh-uh. And Sonic Boom's a good show, and then he goes, uh-uh, no, honey. If fucking Bon Iver could get on a fucking record, why can't I?
Who is that guy? He's, like, sad and he lives in a cabin or something?
Yeah, he lives in a cabin and he has a bad liver. Fuck him.
He has a bad liver?
You son of a bitch. I'm going to challenge you to a fight, Bon Iver, and whoever wins gets to be on the next Kanye album.
That's a pretty good deal. Can I challenge him to fight, too?
we'll tag team together.
You'll probably beat him because he's really wimpy, and then I'll beat
Alan,
you up.
You're a fighting freak.
That's the thing. I'm going to beat... Yeah. I don't know if I want to split this with you. I want as much time as I can on Kanye's album.
That's crafty shit. That's evil.
I'm a fighting freak. What can you say?
Oh, that's dark stuff, dude.
That's dark, man.
You know, would Sonic betray his friends to get more screen time in Super Smash Bros.?
Not Super Smash Bros. Because that's a bad game. Yeah. But if it was Kanye's album, maybe.
True.
Why don't we just beat up Paul McCartney? That dude's like a million years old.
He's got all that Beatle money.
I mean, yeah, but so what? What do you think he does with that money? He's not like he didn't become a cyborg or anything. He's still old, weak man.
Listen, I don't know. I don't know these Liverpudlians. They might be able to take a punch.
Doesn't Bon Iver have a weak Liverpudlian?
Yeah, it's true. If you struck him in the, does he have like a part of his body is glowing red around his liver area?
Like, Bon Iver, probably. Yeah. Also, is Bon Iver one person?
Do you think Bon Iver is part of like Kanye's elite? Elite unit, the Cobra unit.
The Cobra unit? So is he the
sad?
I think he is.
The sad.
He's the sad guy.
I am.
So Kanye's
the chains.
The boss. Chains. So yeah, you've got the chains. You've got the Sean. Big Sean.
Yes.
I guess that's it, huh?
Yeah, it's true. Where does Kim? Kim is like the sorrow. She died and she can, you know.
She's a ghost.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, and that makes sense because Northwest is the Revolver Ocelot of our universe. That makes a lot of sense.
Shit. Yeah, that's pretty
good.
She
was born in the field of battle.
Wait, then who does that make Solid Snake in this scenario? Naked Snake in this scenario. Or Big Boss?
Kendrick.
Oh, shit, Kendrick. That's pretty good.
Hey, you're pretty good.
I deserve a legacy. Anyway.
So what's is the Philosopher's Legacy just like getting signed by Rockefeller or what?
Rick Rubin.
Rick Rubin has this Philosopher's Legacy.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. Vulcan. Rick Rubin.
That makes a lot of sense.
Mick Rubin.
So is Jay-Z the end? Because he's so old.
Yes.
And Beyonce's the forest.
Yes.
Yeah. This makes a lot of sense.
I was gonna say a gross joke. Her bush.
Okay.
Anyway.
Bush, okay.
Anyway, let's leave vagina talk for a later time when we have our Monster Girl Vagina episode, which is coming.
Monster Girl Genitalia episode.
The Monster Girl Vagina episode. Anyway, should I go into my... Oh, did you really get a chance to drop your pie review, your pie
follow-up? Was as good as it was last time, which is to say pretty good.
Oh, man.
It's really good heating it up, too, so... Yeah.
Which that stuff usually doesn't, you know, stay well, but it sounds like in pizza form that the pizza... You know, add some of its vibrancy and
flavor.
Well,
see, I think if I microwaved it, it'd be bad.
Oh.
But you shouldn't microwave your pizza if you're reheating it. Here's a pro tip to you guys. You get some tin foil, you put it on a cookie sheet, you put the pizza on there, you turn your oven to about maybe 450 or pretty high, you pop it in there for about maybe 5 to 10 minutes, you pull it out, it's pretty good.
So for a while there, it was hot on the internet. They were talking up frying your pizza in a frying pan.
I've seen that, yeah.
And it's supposed to retain the moisture. You know, you don't lose the moisture.
Yeah.
But it didn't work for me. It just cooked really? The bottom really bad. It was not great. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't have a fancy gas.
You know, the thing is, I like to just turn my oven up really high and then just kind of blast it for like a little bit.
Fill it with weed and just like releasing it a big old blast.
Yeah, I like to hot box my oven.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like Sylvia Plath. I just like hot boxing my oven.
Awesome. Sylvia Plath got high?
No, that's how she died. She stuck her head in the oven and asphyxiated herself.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. What if she was? That's fucked up.
That's really fucked up because it's a real thing that happened to a real person.
Yeah, I remember.
I feel bad about that now.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, oh, shit. I'm sorry, Sylvia Plath. Can I have a moment shout out to Sylvia Plath?
Yeah, you can.
I'm sorry.
We're sorry.
You're sorry.
We're so sorry. Great the Bell poetry. Jar was a pretty good book.
Great poetry. I share it on Facebook from time to time. You really killed it.
Wait, she doesn't write for Clickhole, Russ. What are you talking about?
That's true.
That's the only thing you share on Facebook.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking of things I shared, I don't know if I can really share an unbiased review, so I'm just going to form it in the form of like...
Just do it. Just tell me your feelings, Russ.
My feelings? Think of this in the form of a poem. I'm not going to rhyme or put it in any form of meter.
I'm snapping now. This is a beat poem.
It's a beat poetry. I had Papa Murphy's.
Ooh.
The Take and Bake pizza chain. A lot of people hate it. A lot of people don't understand it. Alan thought that it was frozen pizza you buy in a store that exclusively sold frozen pizzas. I said,
"Well, no. What I thought it was is I thought all the ingredients in the restaurant, if you even want to call it that, were frozen, and then they would just like put it on the thing for you, and it would just be frozen."
No, it would not be nothing like frozen. There would not be a snowman you'd want to fuck.
There would not be. I do want to fuck a snowman really bad. You know this,
but Alan. You had such a pause there. You were like formatting that data in your head. You were like, okay. We're fucking the snowman now. Okay. But, yeah. So my family came to visit me in my darkest of dark times, in my time of mead. In my time of
your
mead,
time of I mead was drinking you're drunk.
A lot of mead at the time.
Like you're a Harry Potter fan. So, yeah, you're drinking that mead.
Harry Potter didn't drink any fucking mead. It was butterbeer, you dickhead.
I tricked you.
Yeah, you did. You tricked me into thinking you were a smart person. Listen, do I care about Harry Potter? No, fuck no, but I keep up with it because we've got this huge slew of Harry Potter loving fucks, and I care about our listeners.
Hey, you know the one thing I keep up with? The Kardashians.
It's because you want to make sure when Kanye makes it on the show.
Well, I'm just waiting for Northwest to show up because whenever she's on the show, she spins her toy revolvers around. It's really cool.
It's pretty when she's a little kid, she's like, you're pretty good. That's what a baby sounds like, right?
It was really weird that one time that Kendrick Lamar beat her up and told her to use a revolver because she's not fit for an automatic weapon.
Those belong in an antique store.
Yeah. She did say that reloading this was a revolution, though. Yeah,
a revolution. Was pretty cool. Was it a revolution or a revelation?
Revelation. I don't know, Ross.
Anyway, speaking of revolutions, Papa Murphy's came into the scene a couple years ago out of Washington State, my home state. And reinvented the pizza game. I'm not going to say they did it for the best. I'm not going to even say they did it particularly well. But they brought a new spin on the pizza game, which is essentially to sell you a B-level grade pizza that's uncooked, and then you take it home and you cook it yourself.
So is it cheaper than a normal pizza because they're not cooking it?
It depends. It's like a really big pizza. It's a lot bigger than like a large, you know...
How big we talking?
It serves 5 to 6 people.
Damn, that's pretty big pizza.
For the cost of like a, well, how much would you say a large Domino's is?
I don't know, like 15.
Yeah,
bucks?
It's cheaper. That's really like what it comes down to. It's cheaper, and I think you can spend food stamps on it. I'm not joking. That's
kind of cool.
That's a big reason why people in my area growing up went to Papa Murphy's.
Oh, that's cool.
Because yeah. But it's a decent dish. We got their, you know, their trademark dish, the cowboy pizza.
Cowboy pizza. What was on that?
The loadout on a cowboy pizza is pepperoni, sausage, olive, and mushroom.
So what's cowboy about that?
It's Wild West. It's what cowboys would eat. You know, they'd pick wild olives off a bush.
Like, if it was a cowboy pizza, I kind of imagine it'd just be like pork and beans, dust. A tumbleweed.
They like dust it with a little bit of sawdust just to give it that little rustic flavor. And you know what? Good for them.
I mean, I guess.
They also, that's not funny. They also steep it in stolen Native American goods.
That's what cowboys do.
That's what they did.
Damn, cowboys.
Cowboys.
The only good cowboy was Will Smith. And also Revolver Ocelot.
Yes. Will Smith in Wild Wild West?
Yeah, Will Smith in Wild Wild West.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, he was the first rapping cowboy, so.
Yeah, yeah. Except for Revolver Ocelot.
No, Revolver Ocelot lived in the 1960s. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but he wanted to. But when he had the Liquid Sun insurrection in 2012?
Alan? Do you think
he wanted to make the world like the Wild West? Remember that?
Yeah. Do you think Alan, do you think that Wild Wild West takes place in the same universe as Metal Gear Solid and that the Spider Tank was the first Metal Gear?
I think it might have been. Now that I think about that. Shit. Remember that guy you met in Groznygrad or whatever the fuck who told you, like, that drunk dude who's like, hey, check this out, and he showed you the blueprints for a big spider tank?
Yes. Oh my god.
Shit.
Kenneth Branagh was the first Patriot.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Remember when Wild Wild West ended and then Kenneth Branagh had like a half an hour long spiel about genetics and passing on, you know.
Remember after the credits, there was that weird call where Kenneth Branagh was talking to the director of the CIA?
Yeah, isn't it weird that like there were phones back then? Like,
well, not really, because they had telegraphs and stuff.
That's
true.
If
depending on how late it was in the 1800s, they might have had phones.
Yes. Oh my god.
Think about it.
Man.
Can you imagine a Metal Gear game set in the late 1800s?
That'd be pretty good. As long as there was no steampunk shit.
Yeah.
A little it steampunk. Light steampunk.
So what would it be, like a steampunk motorcycle that somebody's riding?
Yeah,
or
I'd be fine with a steampunk motorcycle. It's when, like, walls have, like, pipes and shit coming off of it for no reason and people are wearing goggles like idiots.
Yeah, yeah. It had to be, like, cool, like a steam-powered Metal Gear. I'd be down with that.
Yeah, steam-powered Metal Gear. And it would shoot steam at you instead of a laser.
And instead of controlling it with his lightning powers like Volgan did, somebody would be controlling it with their steam powers?
Yes.
And riding it like a horse.
Yes. Speaking of horses, Hay is for horses and Papa Murphy's is for any hungry soul who wants a cheaper pizza for an okay price. I'm not going to say it's the best. Domino's are still the kings. They're winning for a reason.
That's true. Yeah.
But you know what? You know, if you need a take and bake pizza for some bizarre reason.
Hey, I know what you mean by take and bake, Russ. I know what you mean.
It's the only pizza you can bake by, like, taking a marijuana cigarette and blowing smoke onto it.
You just blow smoke on it, it's magically transfigured.
Ooh, yeah. Anyway, speaking of take and bake.
Yeah. Hey, you know who's taking things away, by which I mean rights? It's Big Gay. No, it's a terrible pizza place in Indiana that's refusing to serve.
Oh, I thought we were going to go to the pizza place pot scandal, but okay.
Well, whatever, we'll do this one first.
I kind of made a segue about the pizza pot. Okay. Drop us some...
Hey, Russ, when have we ever actually followed our segues?
I try. You know, I want to make a good fucking show for the listeners. It's not like we try to make shit.
Wait, we're trying to make a good show?
We're trying to make a good show here, Alan.
Fuck.
We want to make something my mom could listen to.
Does your mom actually listen to this show?
No, God, no. You think I've ever shared a link with my mom? I want this to be NPR quality.
You should actually have your mom listen to this one. You should have her listen to the one we recorded while we were high.
Yeah. No. Sure. Yeah.
That sounds like a good idea.
That never happened. We've never made that episode.
We've never been high. I don't. I know. I'm definitely not drunk while recording this right now either.
Of course not.
Of course not. So a Indiana pizza place called Memories Pizza.
Memories
Pizza. has made big news by saying that they would refuse to cater a gay wedding if a gay couple asked them to cater their wedding for pizza. And I was about to say, I don't know what kind of wedding would have only pizza. But now that I think about it, that's a pretty good idea.
That's a pretty good idea for one. And for two, you know, I think I'm changing, Alan.
You really?
Yeah, ever since I ran into this big money problem that I talked about earlier, I'm in debt, guys. I am fucked up. I have no money. And since getting here at the bottom,
yeah,
you know, going from the top to the bottom, I've realized...
Hey, started from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah. Which is the bottom. Well, we started from the top.
We're still the
here.
Bottom.
It was
yeah.
the opposite of Drake. I did not start. You know,
you're kind of the anti-Drake.
I was on the original Degrassi, and I made a lot of money that way.
I'm you're like, kind of like the Josh.
I am the Josh.
The Josh is my favorite member of the Cobra Unit.
Snake, you must learn how to Josh like I do.
Hug me, brother.
Hug me, brother. Oh, it's liquid. Oh my god.
It's a liquid shit.
It's liquid shit. This is a podcast. It's liquid shit. But yeah, I've changed. I feel like I'm one of the people now. I understand the trials and tribulations that are happening. I think pizza should be an open
pizza thing is to universal open. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should, you know, I think pizza should be regulated by the FCC as a, you know, something like water. Mm-hmm. Anybody Definitely. Can get their hand on a pizza.
I think we need net neutrality in our pizza. Yeah.
We need to stop hacking. South Korea should stop hacking our pizza, and they should start giving us free pizza. I don't think they can afford free pizza.
That's true. The one weird thing about Memories Pizza is that I'm looking at their...
Can I make one last net neutrality pizza joke?
Go ahead.
Pete the Pizza Maker deserves to be free.
He does. He had to run away to Russia.
Comcast is making the internet pay for Pete the Pizza Maker. We need him. He should be free to the public.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were saying Pete the Pizza Maker was like Snowden.
I guess. That too. So, did you know that Snowden and Pete the Pizza Maker are currently living in an apartment together, and it's the most popular show in Russia?
Wow, that makes... that's really weird, because memes are banned in Russia.
It's what they watch. It's hilarious memes.
Yeah.
It's so funny, because the television market crumpled when we introduced memes. Us, me and Alan, personally. That's why we're...
Personally, yeah.
That was back when I was fucking
rich. That's how
rich.
We were, that's how we used to be rich, and then we spent all of our money on stupid shit. On pizza. Or at least rusted. I'm pizza still have enough Amiibos. Money to ride around on a horse.
Yeah.
So.
I would put my Amiibos on pizza's toppings and then eat them. I ate at least two or three Little Macs.
Hey, I had a Big Mac.
Because you're just an asshole, and you like McDonald's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty bad, actually.
But if you sold a Little Mac on eBay, you put up a picture of a Little Mac Amiibo, and then you just sent them, like, a Big Mac, which you cut from the middle, circumference-wise, really small.
A little statue. I cut a little statue out of the Big Mac with, yeah. like an X-Acto knife.
That'd make a lot of fucking money, because scalping...
Hey, did Banksy come up with this idea? Sounds like a really...
Sorry, Banksy, you son of a bitch. This is how you're gonna make your money, Ross. I was so pissed off that the Ratchet Boys got Banksy on as a guest.
That was so fucked up. I can't believe that Gerald Clankman turned out to be his brother.
Because he's English, I guess.
Because he's British, yeah.
I love our cannon. Speaking of cannons, I want to shoot the Ratchet Boys out of a cannon. And speaking of shooting people, the police are tracking down on people who don't deserve it again.
So, a pizzeria in St. Paul, Minnesota, allegedly went to pot as a front for an alleged marijuana-dealing family. Okay. So, this is Dimitri's Classic Pizza and Ice Cream.
Sounds like a beautiful place where you would make a bowl out of pizza and then scoop ice cream out of it.
Well, no. It turns out it was actually bad pizza. This one customer said, I've defrosted better pizza on my engine block. A cracker-thin crust with greasy cheese, overpriced and slow as heck. So the pizza was very bad. Yeah. Apparently, they didn't really even sell pizza. I don't know what it was up with it. I don't know. The pizza was very bad. And apparently, the neighbors complained about the heat that was there, which it was from the grow lights and stuff. Mm-hmm. Even though they had ovens. Apparently, it was that hot in there. And then also, workers chose to eat at a nearby burger restaurant rather than the pizzeria itself. Gross. So, like, people that work there weren't even eating pizza. This is a bad pizza place. And I think that is even more egregious than this guy selling illegal weed drugs.
That's true. It's true. Bad pizza is the worst thing I could think of. Besides, Definitely. Like, racism and stuff.
Besides, like, murder and stuff like that.
And prejudice.
Yeah, yeah. They did find 37 pounds. Oh, apparently he was sending pizza boxes, using pizza boxes to send weed to people.
Disgusting.
It's a Trojan.
These people deserve true. What if these people were ordering pizza and said we're sending them illicit drugs that would get them addicted in seconds?
It's fucked up. That's gross.
Because these poor people.
When I say, hey, I want a Blaze pizza, I mean, I actually want a tasty, delicious pizza and not to get Blaze.
Yeah. You know, pizza that's dusted in oregano flavoring. Oregano and tomato flavoring like pizza Pringles are, because pizza Pringles are fucking lies. They're actually not pizza flavored.
Yeah, that's really fucked up.
Yeah, did you that
oregano?
You know that?
I think it's weed.
Did you know that though?
What do you mean?
That pizza Pringles are not actually pizza flavored. They're like tomato basil. Actually, I think is what it is.
Yeah, I mean they're pretty. I know they're not pizza flavored because they don't have any of the different layered notes that pizza typically has.
Do you think
it's just
they
like
could
tomato.
Release a? You know, do you eat Pringles in big clumps? Like you just take a big old Like,
well, I only eat Pringles by making duck bills with them, and then like, and then looking in a mirror and laughing, and then I eat the two.
So you're still a 12-year-old.
Well, yeah.
As an adult,
I do that, and I put bugles on my fingers, so I have cool witch fingers.
that's just a snack you carry around with you.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Do you ever take like big clumps though? Like you just reach in there and take a stack of like 5 or 6. Do you think?
No.
Have they ever thought of like shuffling up a bunch of flavors and making like a true pizza?
Oh, you mean like you should get a pack like a. That, yeah, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
What I was thinking you were going is that you just like open up a pack and it's just a bunch of randomized things and you've had to play like Russian roulette with your with your Pringles.
It's like Bernie Botsby. It's fucking Harry Potter nerds out there.
So some of these are taste like boogers. Some of them taste like sand or whatever.
Hey, man.
That sounds, you know what? Good to me. My favorite scene in Metal Gear Solid is where Revolver Ocelot opens up a tube of Pringles and makes Sokolov eat them until he pees his pants. He's so afraid he's gonna get
the air. Yeah,
he's so afraid he's gonna get the booger flavored one.
Most of the time, I'm fucking disgusted by product placement in video games, but that time I was like, oh shit, this is good.
This is pretty good. Hey, you're pretty good.
Yeah. Pringles. Speaking of pretty good, let's go to pretty bad with Sonic News, Views, Reviews, and Toots.
Hey, not all that's bad, Russ.
This first part's pretty bad.
Yeah, it is. So Sonic Boom talking 15-inch plush with interactive chili dog.
Yeah.
So I guess our problem with this is mainly that it's Sonic Boom.
Yeah.
The interactive chili dog is a pretty good idea.
Listen, that's like food tech, but like toy tech, toy food tech.
He will interact with the chili dog.
Yes. Which I think is cool.
Yeah, I interact with chili dogs on a daily basis.
And I always say things to myself when I'm holding a chili dog. I'm like, yeah, it's beautiful. It's like a big,
like,
it's a big
you.
Fat, saucy dick.
I'm gonna put I pretend this is my dick and I'm eating it. I'm Marilyn Manson.
Thank you, Marilyn. But yeah, I don't know, dude. I can't do it.
Are you gonna buy one?
Oh god, I can't. As I said, I'm very poor and I have to spend the rest on amiibos because I'm sick.
Should I buy one?
You should buy it and review it on the podcast live.
I should do that. I might actually do that.
Okay. Get ready for that, folks. We're gonna make
this
another
gonna
empty promise
review.
And never follow through on it.
Yeah, just and we followed it through on pretty much most of our promises.
I still am not eating a Little Caesar's pizza covered in hot dogs and chili.
We did eat the bacon-wrapped pizza, so that was the thing we did.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah, so, hey, we did something.
We did it. Thank you, folks.
Hey, speaking of people doing something, Sonic helmets in Mario Kart.
So Nintendo has finally realized we should just put Sonic shit in everything, because we're falling apart, we're failing, we're going to mobile games like cowards.
Yeah, so if you scan in your Sonic Amiibo, which, hey, both of us have, you can get a Sonic helmet in Mario Kart.
Yeah, I bought Mario Kart exclusively for this, just to shit on Sonic, just to beat Mario every time in the races.
Yeah, yeah. So if you see us racing those hot Mario circuits, we will be wearing our beautiful hats.
It's fucking
just like we are in real life.
Yeah, all the time. Just like when I race people on the streets.
Yeah, when you're Tokyo drifting. That's another reason why you are broke now, is because you were racing people for pinks.
Yeah, that's right.
And you thought it was for
vaginas. Should we talk about the Fast and the Furious?
I haven't seen Fury 7.
How did Jason Statham make it in the fucking movie, but not Sonic the Hedgehog?
See, that's the thing. I think we've said this before. The original Fast and the Furious were Sonic and Knuckles, because he's fast and Knuckles is furious.
It's true. It's fucking true. I mean, I have a lot of respect for Jason Statham, but like, how could a Quillhead like Dwayne the Rock Johnson not get his hero and our hero, Sonic, in there already?
So, have you seen Furious 7?
I have not seen Furious. I have not seen Fast.
I haven't either,
Furious.
But I heard that in the Paul Walker memorial segment. So it's like him walking. He's like, I'm quitting now. I'm gonna go live with my family. And then at the very thing, the last thing you see here is somebody say, "Way past cool." And then Dwayne turns and like looks at the camera and like does his weird eyebrow raise, and he lowers his shades. And in the reflection of his shades, you can see Sonic waving at him.
Oh man, I'm going to that next movie. It's gonna be huge.
It's gonna be big.
Oh.
The thing is, Sonic won't drive a car. He's just gonna be running. But Danica Patrick will be in the
movie. Yes, of course. Sonic's one true human friend, because you know what?
Except for what's her face from Sonic 06.
Yeah, it's true. But like,
that's not really
you know
friend.
Why?
That's like a
you know why it's her only friend? Because with Dom and the crew, they're family.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
That's true. They're not friends. They're family, right, Sonic? Right.
Yeah, kind of like us, Russ. We're not friends, but we're business partners. That's kind of like family.
Are we family?
If you want to think of your business partners as your family, kind of like the Yakuza or something, then sure.
I don't really want to think of myself as the Yakuza, because I don't do illegal crimes, because that would make Sonic very sad at me.
That's very true, and I'm sorry for bringing that up.
Anyway, speaking of Sonic being very sad, the guys at Capcom, the creators of, I don't know, like, not Sonic games?
Yeah, not Sonic.
Yeah, they made, like, they made this thing called Street Fighter, which was kind of like Sonic the Fighters, but on a straight... Don't ask me.
I don't know. Street Fight Man, wasn't that a song with, like...
Wasn't that a Billy Joel song?
That's not Billy Joel.
Oh, that's Piano Man. I'm sorry.
I understand how you can get those mixed up.
No, I don't really see how you can get those mixed up at all.
No, The Stranger is an album and song of his. Is that what you're thinking of?
Maybe. Anyway, so Sonic was promised DLC in the new Monster Hunter game. And then so, fucking you can dress Mario up your fucked up
yeah. cat guy as Sonic, I guess?
Yeah. And then they fucked it up by putting Mario in there for some neutral stance, because they had... You know what, guys? Take a fucking stand. You can't do this
shit. You're sitting on the fence. I don't get it.
You can't do this fucking South Park shit. Oh, everybody's a little wrong. No. Just make a fucking stance.
I don't get it. This is the problem with the politics today.
You know what? These fucking cowards in Washington want to control us.
Fucking lamestream media.
The fucking lamestream media. This all this Hillary Clinton shit. Hey, guess what? Why doesn't Sonic run for candidacy?
Hey, you know who wants to be a champion for the people? Not Hillary Clinton. Sonic.
Sorry. Anyway, shit. I don't know.
God damn it. Yeah. I don't know. Hey, Russ, speaking of things that are pissing us off, Sonic Boom this week.
Sonic Boom this week. You can say that again.
Yeah. So we watched episode, what was it?
18.
Was it 18. Was it Eggman's tomato sauce, or was
is that the name of the episode? Sauce. It was
Eggman's tomato sauce. Dr. Eggman's tomato sauce was the name of the episode. So, do you want to just start with a brief synopsis of what was going on in this one?
So, Tails wanted to fuck his plane.
It starts off with them about to go to a burger place, but Tails is like, I gotta fix my plane. And Knuckles is like, hey, you want to fuck that plane, don't you, Tails? And he's, like, bullying him, which I think is out of character.
Yeah, why wouldn't Knuckles has a friendly rivalry with our dear friend Sonic the Hedgehog. He doesn't have anything against particularly against Tails, just because he's a bit of an egghead.
Know, but hey, don't call him an egghead.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Don't do that.
Listen. The Ratchet Boys are eggheads, but not Tails.
That's very true.
But Knuckles enjoys Tails' company and thinks of him as a dear friend, as reference.
Yeah, kind of like a little brother figure.
Yeah. You know when Knuckles came out of the sewer that one time? It was like, yo, what's up, Tails? It just came out of the fucking sewer. He didn't go, hey, Tails, you fucking freak in your little shitty-ass go-kart.
Yeah, you want to fuck that go-kart? Shit.
You want to fuck that go-kart? That's not what Knuckles said. So, once again, they get the character completely wrong.
Yeah. Tails' character, I guess, is kind of accurate if his plane is male, because then he's gay.
His plane isn't accurate, though. It's not the fucking tornado. His plane is not accurate
because it doesn't look like the tornado. No.
Yeah. I'm hoping that plane crashes at some point and they replace it with the tornado.
That'd be nice. He has crashed his plane a couple times, I think, on the show so far, but just it looks the same each time because they didn't want to make a new model for the thing.
I'm fucking sick.
Whatever. So they go to the burger place. Eggman is handing out samples of sauce. Sonic smacks it out of everybody's hands. Eggman says that Sonic's scared of tomato sauce. And to prove him wrong, Sonic just straight up chugs a can, which is pretty cool. I guess that's something he would do.
Yeah, you know, it was a pretty canned I'm sorry.
Shit. God damn it.
But it's just fucking lame. I don't know.
It's fucking lame. There's a weird arsenic and old lace reference that Tails makes, so it's like, he's into musical theater. That's cool, I guess. Knuckles is convinced that he has brainitis because he's so dumb. He says that as a line. So that's sad.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
Hey, go look up WebMD, stupid.
Go look up WebMD, Knuckles. What are you doing? Also, at some point, Sonic is like, kind of running at like a moderate speed, and he still glows and makes this weird whooshing noise, even though he's just moving at like walking speed.
Maybe he held down light speed dash for a bit.
That's possible.
I don't think they know enough about Sonic to have known that, though.
No, they don't. They probably just made a mistake. Eggman becomes a local hero and gets on this weird, what you would think would be a late night talk show, but it's a daytime talk show hosted by Bonsai Buddy, this weird comedy chimp. And, like, I don't get what his deal is.
Usually weird comedy chimps only fill me with joy. This arc.
Yeah.
Fill me with sadness.
Yeah, this one made me really sad. And so as they're
good
sitting
as it,
in the...
You know, one of my favorite films is As Good As It Gets, starring Clint Eastwood.
Definitely.
Yeah.
One of my favorite films is Dunstan Checks In.
Dunstan Checks In.
But that's an orangutan. So
you know how
different.
I feel about Patrick Alexander, though.
The same way you feel about Jason Alexander?
Patrick? Who's Patrick Alexander?
I don't know. I thought that was Jason Alexander's brother.
Yeah, that's Patrick. That's like a weird elf universe goatee Jason Alexander.
Gautier?
It is Gautier. How did you know?
Shit.
Shit. I know how I feel about Danica Patrick Alexander.
Danica Patrick Alexander is Sonic's Patrick only Alexander? Friend.
I'm going to look this up.
Hold on. I'll go ahead and say what happened in the rest of the episode. So, Eggman calls Sonic a blue pineapple, which I think is a Fleetway Comics reference, I think, because from behind in the Fleetway Comics, he especially looks like a pineapple, which is strange.
I think that was a call out to the you know, it's the French making this garbage, and they're like, isn't our English rival...
Oh, is the pineapple...
Yeah. What the idiots. They think they are foolish children. It's like, come on. It's a fucking
come on, you guys. 21st so the century. Cans turn out to be evil robots that turn all the other machines evil somehow. So the sauce was actually not the evil thing, but the cans were. So there's that. Tails' plane tries to kill them, but Tails tries to talk it down. And then at some point on the talk show, Eggman says this line. So it turns out it wasn't an infection. I just sat on a raisin. So, Eggman got a raisin stuck in his butt? Is that a thing that happened?
Daddy Dom shit going on in this world.
How tight is Eggman's asshole that he's able to get a raisin stuck in there?
Did he look at that robot and he said, "Square robot, I'm going to have to get you to shove this raisin up my cooter."
Wait, so Eggman has a vagina.
Okay, not a cloaca.
Well, see, that's weird because you think he might be able to lay eggs.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, fuck Eggman, man. Fuck him.
God damn it. Tails regains control of his plane, and then he uses his weird energy lasso to steal Eggman's remote.
Yeah, just turns making a reference robots. To the game nobody played.
Yeah, I don't get it, Russ.
I don't get anything, man.
Hey, you know what I do get, though?
Not respect.
No, I do get respect because I'm the opposite of Rodney Dangerfield, which is to say that I'm alive still. And I never went back to school.
Yeah, that's true.
So what I do get is toots. So I've got a toot. I've got a hot toot for you this week.
Ugh, drop it on me.
This week, I've got Fluke the Blue Whale, a.k.a. Big Fluke.
Is this another hip-hop-inspired name?
Well, tell me about Big Fluke. What do you think he looks like?
Big Luke.
No, Big Fluke.
Big Fluke. Big Fluke has a big old blunt in one hand, and in the other hand, he has, like, a prize figure of an anime character, presumably a girl. And
wait, Russ, are you just looking in the mirror?
Maybe. I do think of myself as a big fat whale, so
guilty you are as charged. You are a fluke of nature.
I am big fluke. Big you're Luke. A big fluke. I don't know. What is he? Drop it on me. Is he anything like a Snoop Doggy Dog?
No, Big Fluke is just a big blue whale. He is a member of the 40 Fathom Freedom Fighters and perhaps the largest sea creature on Mobius. He assisted in battle against the Octobot and flattened the mechanical octopus under his enormous bulk. Due to migrating, he was unavailable when the team faced off with another aquatic nemesis, Eel Capone. However, he repeated his robot-crushing performance to deal with Pseudosonic, the misfit bats, and their island.
Wait, Pseudosonic? What, who's this? Why is
Pseudosonic? Pseudosonic is like a shitty, like proto Metal Sonic that Eggman made.
Oh, I just thought the the rapper Pseudo. Is it Pseudo?
Pseudo?
I'm thinking something sure. wrong. Oh gosh, I feel.
Despite his great size, Fluke is a gentle Mobian and enjoys a good laugh over fighting. That aside, he takes his duty as a member of the Freedom Fighters seriously.
Yeah, that's true.
His greatest weapon is his size, over 80 feet long. And with weight to match, he's easily one of the largest things in Mobius' ocean. His favored method of attack is using his massive bulk, often through means of his powerful tail, to crush opponents, which has proven quite effective against robotic enemies. So there he is.
Yeah.
He's just a big old whale.
You know, usually these characters are weird or sad or embarrassing, but this guy seems like a real Mobian.
He seems real chill.
He equates smiling. With a true American. And yeah. If you don't support America, get off the fucking... Stop listening to our fucking show. Or don't. Maybe you hate America. I don't care. Anything for the listener.
Whatever.
Listen.
Hey, speaking of anything for the listener, are we going to do our new segment, which is where we read fanfiction?
I think we should make it a semi-annual segment.
So we're going to do it twice a year?
But not twice a year.
Like, not a regular thing, but only when we feel like we need
yeah,
it.
Yeah, when I feel like America needs some good literature. And I feel like
which I think it's today. I think it's been a while.
Yeah, the literature community out there just isn't accepting all this great fanfiction from the beautiful community. They're all about that Homestuck garbage about fan trolls or whatever.
Isn't Homestuck about to end tomorrow?
God, I hope it does.
Didn't it end like 20 years ago?
Hey, if you're listening to this, future me, and it isn't ended, just it's time to jump off a bridge because it's not worth it anymore.
Hey, you know what's also on a bridge? Trolls. They live underneath it, and also they're in Homestuck.
Yeah, I guess they're in Homestuck, and they're fucking ruining my life.
And they look bad because they're like gray and they're drawn poorly. Yeah. And they wear like weird zodiac symbols on their chest or something.
Yeah, and amiibos. It's between Homestuck and amiibos. I don't know what's gonna kill me first.
Probably the pizza is going to kill you first. That Papa Murphy's.
It's true. It's true.
You're going to try to cook it in your own oven. You're going to burn your house down.
Just trying to smoke weed and trying to cook the weed on the pizza to make pizza weed.
Oh, that's a really good idea. Can you infuse your pizza with weed?
Wouldn't hurt to try.
That's actually really okay. Here's what you know how you can like infuse like oil with weed like yes. to make like brownies or whatever. Can you infuse food lube with weed? Hmm. Have you thought about that? Huh. I bet it would emulsify.
I bet it would emulsify in a heartbeat. I bet it would work best. We'll look into this future.
We'll look into that. That sounds like a good
idea. Keep on it, Quillheads. Let's see if you can make your... We should make our own food lube.
We should make our own lube one day.
That's crazy. I love this thought.
Let's do this,
Ross. Put this on the back burner.
Hey, I'm going to put this on the back burner, by which I mean where I'm burning a sick J.
Pretty much. Anyway,
speaking of burning, you know what burns the passion in this fanfiction?
Oh man, this is some good ass fanfic.
So this is a fanfiction titled "Tails Comes Out the Closet,"
as he already has many years ago.
Yeah, many years ago. We know he's a gay icon.
He's a gay
icon. It's no big deal.
It's him, Sulu.
It's him, Sulu. He doesn't post as many memes as Sulu does. Yes, but
should I bet Tails could make a killer meme?
I bet he makes some good memes because he'd approach it scientifically.
Meme. All he's doing is making creepypasta though with the Tails doll.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, it's pretty
fucked up. But I'm going to go and tell you right now, this story contains gay scenes and is rated M for language and sexual scenes. Enjoy, rate, and review.
I'm going to enjoy it.
It's written by Badman Bellic, so I'm assuming it's the character from GTA 4.
Yeah, of course.
Nico Bellic. Do you think it's written by Roman?
I think this is his part cousin. I think it's his tale of redemption. It's tales of redemption. Yeah, of course.
Okay. I like the side quests in GTA 4 where you had to write gay fanfiction.
Anyway, okay. So who's going to be the narrator in Sonic and who's going to be Tails?
So maybe you should be the narrator in Sonic and I'll be Tails.
Yeah, of course. Sounds good. Okay.
Okay, so go ahead.
Chapter 1, Tails spies on Sonic whilst Sonic masturbates to Tails.
Whilst,
excuse me. Sorry, I'm not getting my Shakespearean English
down. Go ahead. This is an iambic pentameter.
It is. It's in heroic couplets. It was a rainy day, and Sonic was inside with his roommate Tails playing chess.
Checkmate!
Said Tails cockily. 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 Oh, come on, Tails. Why do you always beat me, man? Replied Sonic. Upset?
Logic, my friend.
Said Tails whilst packing chess away. Sonic had turned on the TV, and the weather forecast was rain for the next 2 weeks, including a thunderstorm. The next 2 weeks is going to be fucking raining the whole time. It's a goddamn monsoon, but there will only be one thunderstorm.
There's only going to be one. This is going to be like mild rain for 2 weeks, though.
It's not even like a thunderstorm for a day, like a whole day, though. It's just like 10 minutes, practically.
It's going to be a brief thunderstorm. It'll thunder once.
Yeah. Tails was in the kitchen cooking tea, which Alan says you cook tea. I think you steep tea or like prepare tea.
Brew tea.
Yeah, you brew tea. I don't think you cook tea.
Well, hold on. Read the next okay. bit. Cooking tea, which...
Cooking tea, which was tuna pasta bake.
So I think you can cook tuna pasta bake.
You can cook tuna pasta bake by steeping it. You steep it in the water and then you have a delicious bake.
Well, see, I make my tuna pasta bake sous vide. So what I do is I make my tea and I put my pasta bake in a Ziploc bag and I put it in with the tea.
That's funny because I juice my pasta bake.
That's weird because I put my pasta bake in a slap chop.
What is it again? You're hogging my juice. What is Polish juice?
Oh, you're wheezing my juice.
I'm wheezing your juice, your pasta bake juice.
Pasta bake juice. So I think that's really what it is they made pasta bake, and then Tails took the runoff juice from that and then squeezed it into a cup.
And then wheezed it. Which was tuna pasta bake, and Sonic was sat up at the table. Tails brought in tea, and Sonic wolfed it down.
So when he wolfed down T, does that mean he turned into a werehog or...
Yeah. What is it? Isn't it like you're supposed to call it a hedge wolf if you're going to be accurate?
Cause well, the thing is that were means like man. So yeah. He really, if he's going to become a werehog, he should become more human.
Yes, it's true.
But the thing is, Sonic is the most human of all of us, so yeah, it's impossible.
It would be. That's true. Anyway, Sonic was... anyway. Where was I?
Tails brought in the team, Sonic wolfed it down.
Yeah, and then Tails finished. And washed up, and Sonic went upstairs. Tails turned on the TV and turned on the camera that he installed in Sonic's room, and not surprisingly, Sonic...
Do you think this is a commentary on the surveillance state?
It's true. Yeah, especially this next part, with us and just the common people on the surveillance state. Sonic was masturbating to what it looked like to be a picture of Tails. Should I scream on this?
You should maybe just do whatever you feel
like.
Stage
scream. Ah!
That's very believable, Russ. Are you ejaculating right now?
I am finishing. Sonic screamed and he shot a load of cum on his chest, which is... I don't know, Sonic. I mean, you could have had something.
Do you think he gets off on that? Do you think that's the only way he can finish? Is if he knows it's going
to
be on his own
chest? He already
chest.
Finished. Like, if he, so he has to aim it at his chest or he can't finish.
But that's the thing. Or do you think his dick is bent in such a way that it's already pointing up at his chest? Listen, do you think it sticks out enough and
then
also
arcs
back?
He has five heads. Maybe one of the heads pokes out at it. Pokes out at his chest.
It's possible.
It's possible. If it's possible, it's popsicle. Anyway. If it's
possible. It's a popsicle. If his dick looks like a popsicle.
Yeah, it does look like a popsicle with five heads. What if that's... You know, they released those Sonic Frozen treats that you could buy at like a... Have you ever...
I didn't buy those because I thought it would be a snowman that I'd have to fuck.
No, have you ever had one of those? One of the frozen treats with Sonic's head?
And yeah, it has like the little weird eyes on it. They're always in the wrong place.
They're always beady and disgusting. I've had that once. I had it when
they look like Eggman's eyes. I hate them.
Yeah, it's true. Shit, it's true.
God anyway. Damn, those beady
Eggman eyes. Sonic screamed and he shot a load of cum on his chest. Tails got sexually simulated. Metal Gear Solid 2?
So Metal Gear Solid 2. So Tails was actually in a VR mission this entire time.
Shit. Oh man.
The colonel called him at this point and told him to turn off the tape. He said, Tails, I had a weird thing, something weird happened to me when I was driving the other day.
I'm so excited for the next chapter. And he got sexually simulated at this, and he saw his dick get hard. So he was like...
So he didn't know that he didn't know it. He'd like look down and was like, what?
Ooh, what? That's me, though. I mean, you know, my little pepperoni dick.
Yeah, you can't see it. You can't really... That's the thing,
you
can't really see
microphone.
It.
I got a microphone just, like, here. I gotta get a...
You gotta have to use a directional mic, because you're also in Metal Gear Solid. Yeah.
Yeah, microscope. It's got a weird pacemaker. Anyway.
It's fucked up.
This wasn't the first time he masturbated to Sonic. In fact, he did it regularly, which is kind of...
He does it regularly. He does it, like, present tense.
He does it, like, yeah. Right now, he probably could be doing it. We don't know.
Maybe.
Tails pulled out a dildo from the chest of drawers. The Chester drawer or the chest of drawers?
The Chester
chest drawer. Did this on his iPhone?
Possibly.
Anyway. His chest of drawers next to the couch and insert it into his tight ass hole.
I like that they say it's tight.
Yeah.
Sonic, deeper, harder, stronger, you fucking beast.
It's like Kanye.
Harder, faster, funk. Yeah, this is my favorite Daft Punk.
Harder, better, faster, stronger. He's just a big Kanye fan like we all are. You can be gay
can't
like
him.
Kanye.
This is my beautiful dark twisted fantasy.
It's true. At this point, Sonic was halfway down the stairs and noticed Tail laying on the leather couch, which I don't feel like Sonic and Tails would own a leather couch because I feel like they care about animal rights.
Being yeah, they save all these animals. Yeah. You think it's pleather?
Yeah, I think it'd probably be pleather, honestly.
Yeah.
Anyway, laying on the leather couch with a dildo up his ass and cum running out of his tip.
The tip of his dick?
His dick, I'm presuming. Which he probably has a fox, like a lipstick dick. Like a normal
animal. that's canon. Yeah, like a normal canine dick.
Yeah. Sonic rubbed his eyes and thought it was a dream. It was, in fact, real.
This is a lot like Metal Gear Solid 2, really.
Yeah, it is. Because it's about
real? I don't
the
know
genetics
anymore.
We pass down on the couch when we masturbate.
Yeah, it's about the memes that we pass down on the couch.
Fucked up when Raiden masturbated on Solidus's couch and that was the end.
Wasn't it weird that one part where Solidus jumped on the couch and Vamp was driving it?
Remember when Ocelot fucked his stepmom and let his dad drive?
That was an Ocelot, but okay.
I mean, Otacon, sorry.
Wasn't that weird when Otacon jizzed his pants?
Yeah, pissed his pants and jizzed because he's got a piss fetish. Oh man, Metal Gear's so good. Sorry, Kojima, I apologize.
Do you think Kojima, like, do you think he's going to listen to this and he's going to say, I've got an idea for Metal Gear Solid 6 now, I'm coming back?
Kelsey had a friend, a non-friend, a sort of person that she worked in a shop with. And they are a hardcore Metal Gear fangirl on Tumblr who freaks out about gay Metal Gear pairings.
So when you say freaks out, they mean they're into it or
they're
not
into it? They're into it. Oh, they're into it.
Okay, that's cool.
It was crazy. I'm like, I gotta get in on this. And then I haven't. Yeah.
Oh, I'm into this now.
Yeah,
you should link me this Tumblr.
I should link you that Tumblr. Okay, everybody, check us out. Follow our new Tumblr's Daddy Snake.
It's called... Lay Daddy Dom's Tareep.
Solid Les Daddy Dom's Tareep. Oh man. They weren't able to.
It's called Daddy Dom's Sound Frontier. God damn it.
God damn it. We gotta end this fucking show.
Hey, no, before we do that though,
we gotta answer some fan questions.
Ravi asks, what do you guys think of that pizza with boobs in the Orbit commercial? Have you seen this commercial?
I have not seen the pizza commercial.
So can you click the link and watch it on mute?
Yes.
Because I've already watched it.
Oh, that pizza does have some randy titties. And it's Damon Wayans Jr.
It's Damon Wayans. So what's going on here?
I think I want to fuck that pizza.
That's the thing, is we kind of want to fuck this pizza, right?
I kind of want to fuck that pizza.
So this is a major pain, like Damon Wayans or low down dirty even like
his
brother
Keenan.
I'm going
to go on to DeviantArt. I'm going to look up green M&M sexy Orbitz pizza.
Do you think we can make a Yuri Dojin about the green M&M fucking this pizza?
Maybe.
Do you think this is the new chapter of Yuricam, and that's why it's taken so long?
Maybe that's why it's taken so long. I don't think that's the next chapter of Yuricam, because that's a goddamn odyssey. But I think maybe the author got pulled off to direct this. Yeah, you direct.
It's really weird because Damon Wayans.
I thought
Jr.
you were
sprayed...
in the world of drawing. You don't direct. You draft or something.
Well, I like to think it's kind of the same, really.
Green M&M Orbitz Pizza.
So no, I don't want to put any M&Ms on the pizza. That sounds like a nightmare.
If it's a cookie pizza.
Okay, you're right. I like cookie pizzas. Never mind.
You know what? See, I can sell it on you. What if they were all red so they looked like little pepperonis?
That'd actually be a really good cookie pizza. I think my problem with cookie pizzas is they don't look enough like a normal pizza. So if they could do that,
do you think
great.
They could put like a cream cheese frosting on it?
That would actually be really good.
Oh man, I'm selling.
So what you need? So you need like a strawberry base. You need cream cheese that kind of looks like cheese.
Yeah.
And then you put red either slices of fruit of some kind. Or maybe the red M&M's on it.
Tomato's a fruit.
Tomato's a fruit, but that wouldn't be good.
You know,
so no.
I learned on a podcast recently that biologically tomatoes are a fruit, but legally.
I learned that when I was in fifth, like when I was 5 years old, because everybody would always say, hey, you know, tomatoes are a fruit.
No, but legally, tomatoes are a vegetable.
Legally, yes. Technically, yes.
No, like on corporate forms, if you're importing tomatoes... They are vegetables.
Yes, that is true.
I'm glad we could share
culinary
this.
Purposes. They're vegetables.
I went on DeviantArt and I looked up.
Hey, wait a
Orbitz
second. Is this
pizza.
Radiolab?
This is Radiolab. This is Jad Evan Raw. What if this is an ARG for the new episode that's about like people dying of cancer, like real shit. Serious shit. Anyway.
God damn it, Jad.
God damn it, Chad.
Chad is my favorite country in Africa. That's Chad.
Yeah, Chad is pretty good. My favorite is the Republic of Congo.
Oh, you just like Donkey Konga.
Yeah, that's racist.
Wait, is it?
Probably.
I don't think so. Donkey Kong is from Africa, presumably, because he's a...
No, he's on like a tropical island. I'm assuming he lives off some Asian coast.
I mean, that's where all the... That's where, like, he's a gorilla, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. Let's
what is Donkey? What is Donkey Kong, by the way?
He's a daddy dom, as we all know.
That's
Diddy,
very true.
Diddy, and yeah. He only does it with Diddy when he's in the mood. Anyway...
Which is all the time.
All the time.
So Ravi also asked us, I went to Goodwill the other day and saw a Sonic plush with a hole where his crotch is. So which one of you fuckos was it?
I bet it was the one they gave out at Denny's. Did you have those as a kid?
No, I did not. I never went
for
to
Sonic,
Denny's because I don't like it.
Sonic Underground. Denny's sold Sonic Underground plushies. And I have no clue why. I had never watched Sonic Underground up to that point. But I goddamn needed it. And they released...
Yeah, of course he did.
They released a Knuckles and Sonic plushie. Whew.
Sounds pretty good.
I own those for years, and I play with them pretty extensively.
By play with them, you mean... You know what I mean.
I fucked them and then put them in a Goodwill.
Okay, so there it you go, the Robbie. Time that's the answer. It's really fucked up, because that's where McAvoy goes through so shopping.
It's so funny, because when I gave it to the Goodwill, there was no Goodwill behind that. It was fucked up. I was
Yeah, you're person. Like, this smells like R. Kelly sheet. Piss.
I was going through a long, dark time. It's so funny, because Macklemore came in and bought it. Like, I was like, okay, sure.
Yeah, he's like, I'd buy your grandpa's plush toys.
Yeah.
I look incredible.
And then, yeah, anyway.
Yeah. Fucked up, Macklemore. And then who was the guy who asked that last question?
Our Tom Johnson? Tom Johnson.
I don't know who that guy is.
I think he's a side questing guy.
Hey, here's a side quest for you. Ask a better question next time.
Shit, that's mean. What are your guys' expert qualifications on the area of pizza?
I don't think we need to even dignify this with a response.
He's a guy who believes in transparency in the media.
Yeah, I mean, he's a journalist, so I guess maybe we should.
Yeah, you know, much like I'm a storyteller, and I don't purport to be an expert. Alan's the expert. He's the one with the degree.
I will be graduating with a degree in pizza science this
pizza
year.
Pizza sciences. You know, STEMP?
STEMP, yeah.
Science, technology.
Science, technology, engineering. What's the M stand for? Education?
Multiplication.
Multiplication pizza. What is the M in STEM stand for? Because I don't really give a shit about that.
It's meat lovers.
Yeah, it's sardines, toppings, extra cheese, meat lovers, pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
Stimp.
Oh, shit. No, okay, wouldn't it be flavors of pizza? Not flavors. I don't get why people call different topping loadouts flavors of pizza. That doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense, because each topping has its own complex flavors.
Supreme. Oh god, what's the next one?
Extra.
That doesn't work. Anyway, we'll workshop this.
We'll workshop this.
Goof, send it into Conan O'Brien and get a writing job.
This is part of my late night packet.
It's gonna be huge.
Yeah.
But my expert qualifications as a storyteller.
Yeah, Russ is a storyteller about. He wants to tell us about the history of pizza and how to, you know.
The legend.
He's more of a pizza historian.
Yeah. Exactly. The storytelling tradition, you know, when we used to gather around the campfire and then cook a pizza over it, which usually was made out of an old Nordic scald. Yeah, like an old Nordic scald. Like the Pathfinder class.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yes.
And I'm just a man of science.
You know, I think that's what balances out. I think that's what makes us great partners, but awful non-friends. That's why you're not my friend, is because, you know.
That's very true.
It's true.
So, well, there you go.
Yeah. I think you know what? I like to keep things transparent, like the Amazon show.
Like the Amazon show with Jeffrey Tambor.
Yeah. Which is sponsoring us this week, so go watch that.
Yeah, go watch it on Amazon, I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
So, now that we're done plugging other products, let's plug ourselves, Alan.
Yeah. You mean this butt plug I got from extremestrange.com?
We can do that later on a leather, on a pleather couch.
On a pleather couch. I am looking in the camera in your room right now, Russ.
It's true. I thought we were in the same studio right now. Are we? I don't know.
No, not canonically anymore.
Not canonically anymore? Oh, yeah, you're in a space station. That's several places that's shaped like...
Hey, tell Sonic I love him very much.
Yeah.
You're supposed to say he knows.
He knows. Maria!
Well, it was a David Bowie reference, but okay.
Oh, okay. I thought you were making a Solaris reference, and Sonic hangs out with you, even though you know it's an illusion created by your own madness.
Well, that's what this podcast is, essentially, isn't it?
It's an illusion. Use your illusion.
Hey. So wait, was that Guns N' Roses? Who did that?
It was Guns N' Roses.
Okay, cool.
And just like the spaghetti incident, we gotta shut this down before it gets...
Hey, you're a real buckethead here, Russ.
I'm a buckethead. Twitter.com/pissgoblin.
Twitter.com/actionallen and twitter.com/hogcastsd if you want to follow our
pissgoblin.tumblr.com, hogcast.tumblr.com.
Actually, yeah, same thing. We're the same on all of our sites.
Yeah. I want to plug
We need to start hyping up our Twitter account, because Ravi and Monty have more followers on theirs because they started just following a bunch of people with their podcast Twitter.
Sorry that we're not Twitter jerks. Twitter yes men, Twitter hungers.
Twitter yes men. I am a Twitter yes man, and that I use my Twitter to only talk about the Jim Carrey movie Yes Man.
Oh, that's funny, because I only ever use it to talk about the band Yes, which is kind of a roundabout way of tweeting.
Right.
Oh God, puns. I'm sorry.
Roundabout.
Fucking ruining this show.
Did I tell you about the one time that I was at when I was at the National Radio Observatory, and somebody was playing music in the background, and it was Roundabout by Yes, and as soon as they did it, somebody's like, it was like some old dude that's playing. He's like, I bet you guys don't know this song. And I immediately looked up and said, Roundabout by Yes. And he's like, how did you know that? I'm like, from an anime. And he gave me a weird look.
Oh, man. You have told that story before, but it's pretty good every time.
Yeah, it's a good
story.
I want
to plug that guy. Go to the National Radio Observatory and hang out with that prog rock loving fuck.
That old guy that likes prog rock.
Oh, man.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I want to plug prog rock too. And, anyway.
Hey, I'm going to plug King Crimson. It's a good stand. It's a good band.
It's a good stand. Confusing one. Kind of a confusing band, but you know what? Kanye likes it. We do too.
Hey, I'm a 21st century schizoid man. Whatever.
Anyway, so yeah, should we head out, Alan?
Should we head out? Should we go ahead and lock the door up on this episode?
Yeah, we should lock it up.
We're turning off the lights. We're wiping off the counters. It's like the end of Cheers.
We really needed to wipe off the counters.
We've got a lot of jizz on there. Anyway. Hoo boy.
So yeah, anyway, speaking of jizz, live and learn.
Live and learn.